Welcome to the Poetry Moment podcast from Spokane Public Radio. I'm Chris Messini, producer of the Poetry Moment. And before we get to today's poem, I want to take a quick minute to ask for your support. See, this week is SPR's Fall Pledge Drive. And while you can podcast the Poetry Moment and other SPR shows pledge drive free, it still takes a lot of time, energy, and yes, money to make these shows happen. So if you enjoy this daily dose of poetry, please consider becoming a member of Spokane Public Radio. Give us a call at 1-800-328-5729 or visit spokanepublicradio.org to get started. And thanks for your support. Okay, here's today's poem.
Hi, this is Nance Van Winkle and the Poetry Moment. I'm going to read one of my prose poems, called The One Night the Dog Was Good. My mother believes in events predestined. Her present self sits in for her future self in a blue recliner. A mute TV, a slow dream, and a tan little dog give her doze the face of promise. Our twilight walk is aided by shifting winds, behind us going, behind us returning. And the dog happy, the dog dutiful against tree and shrub, and not a single woof woof, even as we come upon a snail, its huge house on its back. When we bend to watch, it gazes up at us as if registering its charm by our halting wonder. Back at home, two brandies wait by a portrait of an ancestor who's a stamp now, a background of trees that are stumps now. A mother knows the gist of what's coming and how, when the hour's right, we'll be walking upside down in soft moccasins on the billowing clouds. But not yet. One more block, then we'll need to select a door and re-enter the lives the ones like us are living. That was The One Night the Dog Was Good, and I'm Nance Van Winkle.